Shanturatmatman. Sorry. Udharatmanatmanam.
Udharatmanatmanam.
Natmanam avasadaye.
Natmanam avasadaye.
Atmavajatmano bandhur.
Atmavajatmano bandhur.
Atmavaripuratmanah.
Atmavaripuratmanah. Udharatmanatmanam.
Natmanam avasadaye.
Atmavajatmano
bandhur.
Atmavaripuratmanah.
Atmavaripuratmanah.
Udharatmanatmanam.
Udharatmanatmanam.
Natmanam avasadaye.
Natmanam avasadaye.
Atmaiva hi atmano bandhu.
Atmaiva hi atmano bandhu.
Atmaiva shri puratmana.
Atmaiva shri puratmana. Someone else?
Udharatmanatmanam.
Natmanam avasadaye.
One must deliver.
Atmana.
By the mind. Atmanam. The conditioned soul. Na. Never. Atmanam. The conditioned soul. Avasadaye. Put into degradation. Atma.
Mind.
Eva. Certainly. Indeed. Atmanah. Of the conditioned soul. Bandhu. Friend. Atma.
Mind.
Eva. Certainly. Ripuhu.
Enemy.
Atmanah.
Of the conditioned soul.
One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. Purport, the word Atma denotes body, mind, and soul, depending upon different circumstances. In the yoga system, the mind and the conditioned soul are especially important. Since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, Atma refers here to the mind. The purpose of the yoga system is to control the mind and to draw it away from attachment to sense objects. It is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of nescience. In material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in the material world because the mind is involved with the false ego, which desires to lord it over material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted by the glitter of material nature. In this way, the conditioned soul may be saved. One should not degrade oneself by attraction to sense objects. The more one is attracted by sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in material existence. The best way to disentangle oneself is to always engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. The word he is used for emphasizing this point, that one must do this. It is also said, Mana eva manushana karanam bandha mokshayo bandhaya vishayasango muktyaya nirvishayam manaha. For man, mind is the cause of bondage and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of liberation. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness is the cause of liberation. Om Agyana Timirantasya Kanjana Sukhaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dathatam Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutta Patakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamstam Shri Rupam Shravrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Radha Sahagana Radhika Sri Vishakam Vitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshi Prashadhanu Sute Devi Pranamam Hari Priya Vanchako Pagurubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayucha Patitana Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
The mind becomes the friend when it's engaged in at the lotus feet of Krishna. The discussion concerns thinking of sense enjoyment. When later, when Arjuna asks, what is the symptom of a self-realized person? How does he sit? Not later, earlier. How does he sit? How does he walk? How does he speak? Then the Lord says, Prajahati Adakaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan. Atmanyeva Atmana Tushta Stita Pragyastita Chite. When one gives up all desires that are Manogatan, products of mental concoction. Atmanyeva Atmana Tushta. He remains satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Stita pragastita chitta. Then he's a self-realized soul. There's austerity of the body, austerity of the tongue, austerity of the mind, and the mode of goodness. You know what austerity of the mind is?
Silence?
No, not silence. That's austerity of in speech. One kind of austerity in speech. Austerity of the mind. What's austerity of the mind?
Should be able to withdraw from the sense objects.
Yeah.
To speak only about Krishna.
No, that has to do with speech. This is mental. Austerity of the mind. It's there in Bhagavad Gita.
Check the force of desire. Check the force of desire.
That's there. Mana prasada samyatvam sthayam atmavini. Austerity of the mind. The first item is satisfaction. Where is that? Mana prasada samyatvam. Tired of not making it. Manaprasada samyatvam maunamatma vinigraha. Actually, you're right. Maunam is the silence or gravity. But the first item is satisfaction. Manaprasada samyatvam maunamatma vinigraha. Bhava samshutirityeta tapo manasamutrite. To make the mind austere, actually, everybody's answer was right. But you know how teachers are, they want the answer that they want. To make the mind austere is to detach it from sense gratification. It should be so trained that it can be always thinking of doing good for others. The best training for the mind is gravity and thought, mona. One should not deviate from Krishna consciousness and must always avoid sense gratification. Yeah, of course it does. To purify one's nature is to become Krishna conscious. Satisfaction of the mind can be obtained only by taking the mind away from thoughts of sense enjoyment. The more we think of sense enjoyment, the more the mind becomes dissatisfied. In the present age, we have necessarily engaged the mind in so many different ways for sense gratification, and so there's no possibility of the mind's becoming satisfied. The best course is to divert the mind to the Vedic literature, which is full of satisfying stories, as in the Puranas and the Mahabharata. One can take advantage of this knowledge and thus become purified. The mind should be devoid of duplicity, and one should think of the welfare of all. Silence means that one is always thinking of self-realization. The person in Krishna consciousness observes perfect silence in this sense. Control of the mind means detaching the mind from sense enjoyment. One should be straightforward in his dealings and thereby purify his existence. All these qualities together can constitute austerity in mental activities. So, satisfaction of the mind. The Prabhupada has a term, a phrase, agitating the mind for sense enjoyment. Have you seen that phrase in Prabhupada's books? Agitating the mind for sense enjoyment. Very gross, pornography is just the opposite. What is pornography? It's just agitation of the mind. By reading some story or seeing some picture or some movie or whatever it is, there's nothing there except agitation of the mind, and people pay money to have their minds agitated. Right? And otherwise people are in various ways agitating their minds by thinking about sense enjoyment. You know, the mind is not agitated enough, so we have to think about something agitating. So, and then what's the result? The mind becomes more agitated. The more another word in Bhagavad Gita, kama kami, which means desiring to desire. Desiring to desire. One wishes to increase one's wishes. kama-kami. By increasing the fever of material existence, we think that we're making advancement. Or even another field, in the medical field, people are taking some sort of, they go to the doctor because they don't have enough sex desire. Right? They're short on sex desire, so they go to the doctor, please give me something to increase my sex desire. And that's taken as progressive. So, otherwise, without any drug, the drug is simply to allow the mind to dwell on thoughts of sense gratification. And the more it dwells, the more it becomes agitated. So, the path of knowledge is just the opposite, to detach the mind from sense enjoyment. But simply detaching the mind from sense enjoyment will be difficult. And therefore, Prabhupada gives the positive method to absorb the mind in thinking of Krishna. Savai Manav Krishna Padadavindaya. Maharaj Ambarish engaged all of his senses in devotional service, beginning with the mind. Prabhupada mentions here, thinking about doing good for others. If the mind is always busy thinking of how to spread Krishna consciousness, then it doesn't have time to think about fanciful ideas of sense gratification. You know, there's a word. Fantasizing. Half the world is wandering around fantasizing about sense enjoyment, you know, imagining in their minds something about sense gratification. And in that way, Atmana Mavasadi, they degrade the mind, thinking of all rubbish. So the mind should be, the mind needs to be engaged. The mind can't be idle. The Buddhist approach is so difficult, to try to make the mind empty, to try to make the mind still. It's like trying to make a monkey still. The mind is not inclined to be still. The mind wants to be active. So it's more practical and beneficial for the mind to be thinking about Krishna, how to serve Krishna, or thinking about, Prabhupada mentions here, the topics from Vedic literature for reading about Mahabharata, Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam. There's so many subject matters that can occupy the mind, that can enchant the mind. There's so many ways to be thinking about. Prabhupada used to say, tax your brain. How to spread Krishna consciousness. You should tax your brains. How to distribute these books. How to spread Krishna consciousness. If the brain is always being taxed, it's being exercised, then the brain, the mind doesn't have time for other things, or it becomes purified, so it becomes less and less inclined to these other things. When we get a taste for hearing about Krishna, for speaking about Krishna, then we become less inclined to hearing about other things, speaking about other things. So, mana prasada, to be satisfied also, all right, this much I've gotten. The materialist is thinking about how to increase his sense enjoyment. You know, a better wife, a different wife, something in addition to my wife. Something, that more food, a different experience, a different place. Some idea that's going to increase his enjoyment, which doesn't happen. Which rather increases his suffering. He wants more. Kandu yanena karayori vidukkatu kam. Scratching an itch to satisfy the itch doesn't work. So, mana prasada, to be satisfied, all right. This is the difference between the spiritually progressive civilization and the materialistic civilization. Materialistic civilization always looking for some new thing that will get them going, get them excited, get, you know, stir their passions. And the progressive civilization is, all right, this much we have. Lord Vamadeva went to beg from Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj said, yes, whatever you like, I'm ready to give you. So then Vamadeva said, will you please give 3 paces of land? The king said, you're obviously an inexperienced boy, asking for such a small thing. You've come to me, I'm a big king, you should ask for something. No, anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 paces of land wouldn't be satisfied even if he got the 3 worlds. Of course, it was ironic because Lord Vamadeva wound up with his 3 paces taking the 3 worlds. But still, it's instructive that whatever I got, that's all right. According to my past activities, a certain amount of suffering has to come. Sukamachyantikam daitya. Prahlad Maharaj instructed his friends. A certain amount of happiness will come. A certain amount of distress will come automatically. According to my past activities. So let me just be satisfied with whatever. Mana prasada. Then one is peaceful. That story is there also in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about Pingala, the prostitute. She's thinking, so this person will come, maybe he'll stop, this person will come, this person will come. Finally she said, nobody's coming, I'll just go to sleep. Why agitate the mind? So the Uddhave Atmanatman, one should elevate one's mind. Atmaiva Hyatmano Bandhur. The mind becomes the best friend. Atmaiva Ripuratmana. Next verse it will say, Bandhuratmatmanas tasya yenatmayavatmanajitaha. Anatmanas tu shatrutve varte tatmayava shatruvat. Is that right? Bandhuratmatmanas tasya yenatmayavatmanajitaha. Anatmanas tu shatrutve varte tatmayava shatruvat. Yes. For the person who's controlled his mind, mind is the best friend. Mind is not supposed to be allowed to just wander here and there. The mind should be controlled by the intelligence. Mind's business is to think of so many things. And unless the intelligence controls the mind, then the mind will degrade itself. Uttareratmana, one has to elevate himself. Samstapyatmanamatmana. For one who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, the mind will remain the greatest enemy. Purport: the purpose of practicing Eightfold Yoga is to control the mind in order to make it a friend in discharging the human mission. Unless the mind is controlled, the practice of yoga for show is simply a waste of time. Yeah, they're practicing yoga, but no control of the mind. And what's the use? One who cannot control his mind lives always with the greatest enemy, and thus his life and its mission are spoiled. The mind has to be controlled, or the mind will drag one down. The constitutional position of a living entity is to carry out the order of the superior. As long as one's mind remains an unconquered enemy, one has to serve the dictations of lust, anger, avarice, illusion, etc. All this junk will be presented by the mind. But when the mind is conquered, one voluntarily agrees to abide by the dictation of the Personality of Godhead, who is situated within the heart of everyone as Paramatma. Real yoga practice entails meeting the Paramatma within the heart and then following his dictation. For one who takes to Krishna consciousness directly, perfect surrender to the dictation of the Lord follows automatically. So, hearing from Krishna, following Krishna's order, thinking about, just thinking about the, what is the purpose of this reading, that we should think about these things. We should think about Krishna. Krishna consciousness means to think about Krishna. So what will we think about unless we know something? We hear something from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we think about those things. How Krishna's performing his pastimes, or what instruction Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita. By reading these books, we have so much to think about. We can engage the mind. And then if we think how to present it to others, Prabhupada once, sometimes was talking about writing. He said he wanted all of his students to write. They should write about Krishna. And he said that writing, when you write, it forces you to crystallize your thoughts. The materialists, they write and it crystallizes their thoughts about whatever they're interested in. But when you write about Krishna, then you're thinking. You have to engage your mind. How do I say this? What do I say? What do I want to communicate? Just when you write a letter, you know, dear Susie, I love you so much. I miss it, miss you, and blah, blah, blah. But he has to think, you know, what do I say so that she'll love me? Thinking, what are the right words? Or a politician who's writing a speech, what do I say so that the public will stand up and cheer? So if we're engaged in the service of Krishna, if we're thinking, how do I express the glories of Krishna, or how do I communicate the philosophy of Krishna, then the mind becomes engaged in that business. Or any of our, you're thinking how to decorate the deity nicely, what kind of flowers, what kind of ornaments, what kind of dress. Or you're thinking how to have some festival for glorification of Krishna. Or just we had our BBB conference, so those who were organizing were thinking how to do it, what to do. It engages the mind. And when the mind is fully engaged in Krishna's service, then it doesn't have time for engagement in other stuff. And Prabhupada said this we learned from our spiritual master, to be always engaged in the service of Krishna. Kirtan engages the mind. You don't have to be great philosophers, we don't have to be great literary men. If we simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 and the mind becomes busy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It may not even understand what it's busy with. That doesn't matter if it's busy with Krishna. Krishna's absolute, the mind will be uplifted. Therefore, mantra, mana means mind, and tra means delivered. The mind becomes delivered. Even the simplest person, or the most complicated person, the most degraded person, any person, by engaging the mind in this maha mantra, becomes purified. The mind becomes his friend. Cheto dharma margin. The mind is full of junk. By margin, it becomes purified by chanting Krishna. Okay. Where are we? Yeah, well, we can stop here, see what questions there might be. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes when the mind is engaged about thinking about services for Krishna, just like you gave, for example, for the BBT, sometimes frustrations come up.
That's all right. Sometimes frustration comes up. Even, of course, to be frustrated in the service of Krishna is good. Sometimes we feel frustrated and then we're thinking, how to overcome that frustration? I couldn't distribute books here, now what do? So I have to think of some other solution. But the point is Krishna. It's not always that a clear, straight path. Sometimes there's obstacles, sometimes there's frustration. That becomes the cause of further intensity. In drama, this is how you write drama, even for people who want a formula for writing drama. There's the hero and there's the objective. And then there are the obstacles. And it's just, that's the formula. He's trying to overcome the forces of evil, but there's somebody in his own organization who's a spy and who's working against him. Now he's got that guy out of the way, but there's something else. It's all obstacle, 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 and every step, obstacle. And as he's fighting against these obstacles, trying to overcome these obstacles in practically hopeless situations, now what? Because of some obstacle. It just increases the intense desire and the intense effort to obtain that goal. That's drama. So from one point of view, Krishna consciousness is a great drama. There's so many obstacles. Right? There's so many obstacles. Maya is the antagonist. She's always got some sort of plan. This. And if one is serious, then he's fighting against those obstacles. or overcoming those obstacles by the strength of Krishna consciousness. Not only by his own personal endeavor, but by depending on Krishna, then Krishna helps and things become possible. Ma me vie prapajante, maya me tam tarantite. It all becomes possible by the mercy of Krishna. So, there may be frustration, there may be obstacles, there may be... Just sometimes in Prabhupada, if you look at Prabhupada's preaching career, there were so many obstacles. He started the League of Devotees. People weren't interested, that was the first obstacle. Then the governor's wife wanted the building, that was another obstacle. Then still his family responsibilities were there, that was another obstacle. Then he was trying to get to America, but to get the P form, and to get the invitation, and to get the visa, the passport, and to get the visa, and to get everything was an obstacle. And when he came to America, there were so many obstacles. And in the course of his preaching, there were so many obstacles. In Bombay, opponents were trying to stop Prabhupada in his endeavor to first to obtain the land and then to build a temple. In Vrindavan, there were so many obstacles. In Mayapur, there were obstacles. And Prabhupada just was determined, I have to do this service for Krishna. He overcame so many obstacles, and that's the great story. We were reading Prabhupada Lilamrita, we were reading Prabhupada's life. And without the obstacles, actually, it would be dull reading. Prabhupada, when he was 23, met a billionaire, and the billionaire said, whatever, Swamiji, whatever ticket you want, just you write it and you go. And I have the patron there waiting to set you all up. That would be a very interesting story, really. It wouldn't be the same glorious story as Prabhupada arriving in America with a few dollars and a little bit of chipped rice. Yeah. Going to the Bowery and so on and so on and so on. It was all obstacles. It was all obstacles. In your African preaching, there's so many obstacles. In preaching and anywhere, there's so many obstacles. Preaching means overcoming obstacles. First obstacle is our own unwillingness. It's easier to sit in the temple and wait for prasad. Then once we're out, then I'm tired, I'm hungry, people are all saying no. The policeman said I'm not allowed to be here. I met my old girlfriend on the street. I was ready with 1,001 obstacles. So, Krishna consciousness means that to fix the mind with determination on the order of the spiritual master, on the mission of the spiritual master, instructions of the spiritual master. Okay. Yes, Mr. Mangal.
Right, in the third book where it says the word Atman denotes the body, mind and soul depending upon different circumstances. What are the different circumstances that it's talking about?
Context. Someplace when you read Atman, if it's supposed it's talking about physical matters, then Atma may mean the body in that circumstance. Or someplace else, Atma may mean something else. But in this particular context, it's all about the mind. One has to control the mind. That's Atma here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? Atma Ramas Chumuniyo. He explained Atma in so many different ways. Atma can mean the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. It can mean Jivatma. It can mean the soul. It can mean the mind. What is that? Yeah, it can mean so many things. But here the context is mind, because it's the mind is the center of the yoga system. Something else? Mm-hmm.
How do you get rid of unnecessary thinking?
How do you get rid of unnecessary thinking?
Yes.
By necessary thinking. It's necessary to think of Krishna. And when we engage the mind in that necessity, then the unnecessary thinking disappears.
But sometimes we engage ourselves and then we still
sometimes.
Sometimes we engage ourselves to Krishna and still find ourselves.
And you, could you speak louder, please?
Sometimes we engage ourselves in Krishna and sometimes we just find ourselves.
Yeah, therefore we have to practice to always think of Krishna. That's the practice. In pure spirit, in pure existence, therefore that's also austerity of mind. Bhavasam shutiratyetat, to purify one's existence. In the pure state, one's automatically always thinking of Krishna. And in the totally forgetful state, one is automatically thinking of sense gratification. So one has to train the mind to think of Krishna. Train the mind to think of Krishna. That's practice. Yato nischolati manas chanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vishamnaya. We're practicing to think of Krishna, but the mind is wandering. But Krishna says wherever it wanders, you bring it back under control. We're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so many things are coming into the mind. What time is prasadam? Who's going to win the elections? Yeah, 10,000 and one things. So Krishna says, because the mind is faster than a speeding bullet, you know, it just goes everywhere. So Krishna says, all right, just patiently, wherever it goes, wherever it goes, wherever it goes, bring it back. So that means to chant with attention. That's the practice. The mind wants to go here, wants to go there. Wherever it goes, bring it back to the sound of the holy name of Krishna. There was another question. Yes?
Here it says, do not degrade, the mind should not be degraded.
Mm.
So even when you're following the four regulative principles, still we find our mind sometimes degrading.
Mm.
Thinking of things we don't want to think.
Mm.
It just comes in.
Yeah. Therefore one should, all right, the materialist, he follows that thought. He follows that thought. Something enters his mind. That girl's wearing a pretty pink dress. And from there, it's, you know, pretty soon it's like a great love story. You know, all in the mind. That's the nature of the contaminated mind. So, and not only does that sort of happen, but they stimulate that. You know, they go to the bookstore and they look for a story about Romeo and Juliet, and a thousand variations thereof, to immerse the mind in these things. Because there's some sort of enjoyment in just thinking about these things. Prabhupada called it agitating the mind for Sanskrit. So the devotee avoids that. No, not to agitate the mind. But, all right, the mind is thought of some rubbish. Not the Prabhupada said even in renounced life, one may sometimes think of his wife, or one may sometimes think of something. But he doesn't dwell on it. All right, some thought entered the mind. Jamunacharya, when I think about it, I just feel like spitting. It doesn't consider it an important thing. It's just something came into the mind due to past impressions. But it's not my business. My business is to think of Krishna. Because he's practicing, because he's serious, and because he has so much to think about. His books are there, the mantra is there, the deities are there, the mission is there. And when he's awake in Krishna consciousness, then these other things don't take hold. He dismisses them. Or if he sees that mind has started to run away, then he has to clamp down. No, this is not your business. Discipline. No. To say no to the mind. You nonsense rascal. To preach to the mind. My dear mind. Dushtaman tumi kishir vaishnava. In another way, pratishtana kare nirjanana kare taba harinam kevala kaita. You're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're thinking how to get a reputation by chanting Hare Krishna. How to become famous like Haridas Thakur. I'm such a sadhu. All the girls know that the sadhu know. Pratishtara kore. Simply for the sake of false prestige and adoration, you're chanting Hare Krishna. In a solitary place. Tamahaninam kevala kaita. You're chanting Hare Krishna is simply cheating. Dushtama, you nonsense, rascal mind. Dushtaman, tumi kishir. What kind of Vaishnava are you? So in this way, always being, what's the word, critical of the mind. You know, uncritically, we just, a naive person, you know, believes whatever he's told. So, yeah, that's what you say. Yeah, whatever you say. And a critical-minded person says, wait a second, why is he saying this? I see, he wants to get my money by flattering me. So one should be critical of the mind. You're coming up with all of this stuff, but what does this have to do with Krishna consciousness? And even then the mind tries to say, how is Krishna conscious? You know, that by... you know, when you're on Facebook, you're making a lot of friends, and you can engage those friends in Krishna's service. So you've been now 3 hours on Facebook, sort of wandering around, but you're not wasting your time, because this can all be used in Krishna's service. And now it's 6 hours, but you're not wasting your time. because this is devotional service. Or whatever it is, whatever someone's weakness is, that you're spending a lot of time with her, but she's a very good devotee, and it's for service, like hell it is. But the mind is saying, you know, it's for service, or in so many different ways. The mind will try to justify our program for forgetting Krishna. You're forgetting Krishna, but it's for Krishna's service. That's called doublethink. To have two incompatible ideas in the mind at the same time and to think they're both true. You're forgetting Krishna, but you're doing it for Krishna's service. Somehow this is all for spiritual progress. And you see that, how people are doing something clearly for their own false ego. But the mind has got some sort of explanation how it's for devotional service. So one should be critical. My dear mind, do you expect me to believe that? Yeah, that's just, you're looking for sense gratification. And you're feeding me this story, which is all rubbish. So why should I believe you? Have you been my friend all these lifetimes and lifetimes? Are you always working for my welfare? So why should I listen to you? I have a choice. I can listen to you or I can listen to my intelligence. And sorry, but you're lower and intelligence is higher. So I'm going to use my intelligence and not be degraded by your... all your proposals for sense of joy. Or simply, I'm going to think of Krishna. You can say what you want, but I'm going to think of Krishna. My business is to think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Okay, our time has come. Thank you all very much. Tomorrow I leave for Amrasa. So, thank you all for your company and help and for so many nice arrangements. I'll see you on my camp for Amrasa. Thank you.